Kobach says motor vehicle offices will be able to scan documents, such as birth certificates and passports, in order to speed up the verification process. And his office will be able to remotely look up voter registrations at DMV offices across the state. The more than 18,000 suspended voters who registered through a DMV will still be able to vote in federal elections without any additional documents, but not local and state elections. Pratt Wiley of the Democratic National Committee is critical of election officials in Kansas over the state's ever-changing voter laws.
This very confusion is in and of itself a form of voter suppression.
Kobach plans to challenge the federal court ruling. If unsuccessful, election offices must begin registering those suspended voters starting June 1st. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.